Hello, friends. Can you say hello to our friends, Ida?
Hello.
Today, we're going to read Old Bear by Jane Hissey.
Jane Hissey is still my best.
Yeah, Jane Hissey is your best. You know, I used to... Brianna?
Yeah.
What about Brianna?
She had a green dress on it in a big room.
Oh, yeah. You saw her with a green dress the other day?
Yeah.
It's nice that you remember that.
Yeah.
Well, this bear, old book, did you know that I had this when I was a little kid, Ida?
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite books when I was your age.
Yeah. And that's when I was a boy. I was to read that.
Yeah, I was a little boy and I used to read this. It's a story about an old bear, and on the cover you see some stuffed animals, old stuffed animals, and they're all friends, right?
Yeah, and they are kids, stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of animals. There's a bunny, and a duck, and an old bear, and a young bear, and a dog, right?
Yeah, it's just this kind of like a puppy.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a puppy.
That's right, Louie.
He looks like Louie. That's true. Good point. Should we get started?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Old Bear by Jane Hissey, Ida's best friend. It wasn't anybody's birthday, but Bramwell Brown had a feeling that today was going to be a special day. He was sitting thoughtfully on the windowsill with his friends, Duck, Rabbit, and Little Bear, when he suddenly remembered that someone wasn't there.
Old Bear.
Yeah, Old Bear is missing. Looks like. A very long time ago, Bramwell Brown had seen his good friend Old Bear being packed away in a box, and then he was taken up a ladder through a trap door and into the attic. The children were being too rough with him, and he needed somewhere safe to go for a while. Has he been forgotten, do you think? Bramwell asked his friends. I think he might have been, said Rabbit. Well, said Little Bear, isn't it time he came back down with us? The children are older now and would look after him properly. Let's go and get him. What a marvelous idea, said Bramwell. But how can we rescue him? It's a long way up to the attic and we haven't got a ladder. We could build a tower of bricks, suggested Little Bear. Rabbit collected all the bricks, and the others set about building the tower. It grew very tall, and Little Bear was just putting on the last brick when the tower began to wobble. Look out! He cried as the whole thing came tumbling down. Never mind, said Bramwell, helping Little Bear to his feet. We'll just have to think of something else. They made quite the tower of blocks, didn't they?
Bramwell,
he's right here, helping Little Bear. Little Bear was on the top of the tower and he fell down and bumped his head, it looks like. Mm-hmm. What's happening in this picture, Ida?
It's fine.
Looks like they're all climbing on top of one another's backs now, right? Mm-hmm. Let's try making a tower out of ourselves, said Duck. Good idea, said Bramwell. Little Bear climbed on top of Rabbit's head, and Rabbit hopped onto Duck's beak, and they stretched up as far as they could go. But then Duck opened his beak to say something. Rabbit wobbled, and they all collapsed on top of Bramwell. Sorry, said Duck. Perhaps that wasn't a very good idea. Not one of your best, replied Bramwell from somewhere underneath the heap. Let's see what they're going to try to do next. Oh, what are they doing in this picture, Ida?
They're bouncing on the bed.
Yeah, they're jumping on the bed. I think they are going to try to jump up high and get in the attic, right? I know, said Rabbit. Let's try bouncing on the bed. Trust you to think of that, said Bramwell. You can never resist a bit of bouncing, especially when it's not allowed. Rabbit climbed onto the bed and began to bounce up and down. The others joined him. They bounced higher and higher, but still they couldn't reach the trap door in the ceiling. Duck began to cry. Oh dear, he sobbed. What are we going to do now? We'll never be able to rescue Old Bear, and he'll be stuck up there getting lonelier and lonelier forever and ever. We mustn't give up, said Bramwell firmly. Come on, Little Bear, you're full of good ideas. But Little Bear had already noticed a plant in the corner of the room. Let's see what they do next. What does it look like they're doing in this picture here? Ida?
Climbing up the plant.
Yeah, they're climbing up the plant. I've got it, he cried. I could climb up this plant, swing from the leaves, kick the trap door open, and jump in. In case it wobbled, Bramwell Brown, Duck, and Rabbit steadied the pot. Little Bear bravely climbed up the plant until he reached the very top leaf. He took hold of it and started to swing to and fro, but he swung so hard the leaf broke and he went crashing down. Luckily, Bramwell Brown was right underneath to catch him in his paws. That was a rotten idea, said Little Bear. What I was thinking, said Duck, was that it is a pity I can't fly very well, as I could have been quite a help. Ah, said Bramwell, that, my dear Duck, has given me a very good idea. I really think this one might work. What is this toy they got out?
It was a plane.
Yeah, they got a toy airplane out. In the corner of the playroom was a little wooden airplane with a propeller that went round and round. We could use this plane to get the trap door, said Bramwell. Rather dangerous, I know, but quite honestly, I can't bear to think of Old Bear up there alone for a minute longer. I'll be pilot, said Rabbit, hopping up and down, making airplane noises. And I'll stand on the back and push the trap door open with my paintbrush, said Little Bear. But how will you get down? Asked Duck. I've already thought of that, said Bramwell, who hadn't really, but quickly did. They can use these handkerchiefs as parachutes, and we'll catch them in a blanket. Thanks. Bramwell gave Little Bear two big handkerchiefs and a torch, so he could see into the attic. And I think by torch he means actually a flashlight. But I think that just a different word for flashlight in other countries. Then he began to wind up the propeller of the plane. Rabbit and Little Bear climbed aboard, and Bramwell began the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. They were off. The plane whizzed along the carpet and flew up into the air. Looks like Rabbit and Little Bear are flying on the toy airplane. It's actually flying. The little plane flew beautifully, and the first time they passed the trapdoor, Little Bear was able to push the lid open with his paintbrush. Then, Rabbit circled the plane again. Yeah, Little Bear's... What's he doing?
He's in the attic.
Yeah, he's hanging from the attic. Little Bear grabbed the edge with a mighty heave. He pulled himself inside. He got out his torch and looked around. The attic was very dark and quiet, full of boxes, old clothes, and dust. Couldn't see Old Bear at all. Any bears in here? He whispered and stood still to listen. From somewhere quite near, he heard a muffled followed by, did somebody say something? Little Bear moved a few things aside, and there, propped up against a cardboard box and covered in dust, was Old Bear. He found him. Oh, but what's Old Bear doing? Ida?
Mm-hmm.
See, in this picture, it looks like he's covered in cobwebs, and he's maybe just been reading this big book.
Mm-hmm. I'm in this bomb room.
Yep, and you can see through the attic door that Bramwell and Duck are down waiting to catch Little Bear and Old Bear in a blanket, right?
Okay.
Here, you see Little Bear talking to Old Bear. They're still in the attic. Little Bear jumped up and down with excitement. Old Bear! Old Bear! I found Old Bear! He shouted. So you have, said Old Bear. Have you been lonely? Said Little Bear. Quite lonely, said Old Bear. But I've been asleep a lot of the time. Well, said Little Bear kindly, how would you like to come back to the playroom with us now? Oh, that would be lovely, replied Old Bear. But how will we get down? Don't worry about that, said Little Bear. Bramwell has thought of everything. He's given us these handkerchiefs to use as parachutes. Good old Bramwell, said the old teddy. I'm glad he didn't forget me. Old Bear stood up and shook the dust out of his fur, and Little Bear helped him get into his parachute. They went over to the hole in the ceiling. Ready, shouted Rabbit. Steady, shouted Duck. Go, shouted Bramwell Brown. And the two bears leapt bravely from the hole in the ceiling. Their handkerchief parachutes opened and they floated gently down, landing safely in the blanket. And then here in this picture, they're all together again. They're snuggling, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're happy to see Old Bear, aren't they?
Yeah.
Welcome home, Old Bear, said Bramwell, patting his friend on the back. The others patted him, too, just to make him feel at home. It's nice to have you back, they said. It's nice to be back, replied Old Bear. That night, when all the animals were tucked up in bed, Bramwell thought about the day's adventures and looked at the others. Rabbit was dreaming exciting dreams about bouncing as high as an aeroplane. Duck was dreaming that he could really fly and was rescuing bears from all sorts of high places. Little Bear was dreaming of all the interesting things he had seen in the attic. And Old Bear was dreaming about the good times he would have now he was back with his friends. I knew it was going to be a special day, said Bramwell Brown to himself.
Mm-hmm.
They saved Old Bear, isn't that great?
And the parachutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the blanket.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bouncing in this bed.
Yeah. Do you like bouncing in the bed?
No.
No? Do you want to try a parachute?
No, I don't have a parachute.
No, you don't. It's probably something for when you're older. Or never. That would be okay, too.
I have bouncing.
Do you have a favorite stuffy? Oh, dear. All right, can you say bye, friends?
Bye!
Bye, friends. See you next time.